You know, we're obviously Arsenal fans, and it's been a little bit depressing, hasn't it, in recent weeks after the Carling Cup. I mean, I feel that, to be honest, that I'm not sure the players are quite at the calibre of the ones gone before. And I think the staff there have done quite a remarkable job getting where they've got to with that group. And there's maybe four or five that would, you know, get into most teams. The rest of them are... They're not fantastic, you know. I mean, I don't want to be critical, but I don't know if they're top level. So we have to look at that. And of course, the manager has made those decisions. I don't think he's had the money available that he has said he has. He's worked within that budget.
But I think he's a good front man, isn't he? He'll stand out there and say, "Yeah, I've got the money, I've got everything, I'm okay." But he kind of takes it all on that. He takes it all basically on his own shoulders. Because we talk about the squad at Arsenal, but there's also an argument that Man United, possibly the weakest Man United squad they've seen in a while, and yet they've kind of eventually balked it, really.
I think they've done it, and I think they've done it because of the mentality of the players, and that there's an inbuilt discipline there. And I think more than ever, I think we have to congratulate Alex Ferguson for that, because he's squeezed every ounce of consistency out of them as possible. It's been a season of inconsistencies. Everybody at the top has not been able to put really decent runs together. But, you know, there are times they play the game and they're a bit unconvincing, but they do enough to win. And that comes from the mentality of the manager. They have a code of conduct in their dressing room and they kind of police it themselves. And there's been a succession plan from within, which may well be missing. I think at Arsenal, a lot of players have all kind of left at the one time. When we were successful at Arsenal, there was always sort of one group finishing and another one arriving, and it was the overlapping of that experience that gave Arsenal a much stronger squad.
That whole blend, do you think Man United have got enough in terms of, is that team spirit and Sir Alex's firm hand, if you like, is that enough to get them past Barcelona in the Champions League?
Who knows, on a one-off game, and it's at Wembley, effectively it should be a home game, but this Barcelona team are probably one of the best we've ever seen, and Messi is just a truly amazing player with Xavi and Iniesta. They paint these pretty pictures, and we've seen Real Madrid try to stop them with Mourinho, with this tactical guru that we all know is the best, couldn't stop them. This is his second time he's played them in recent years. They played against them a few years ago. I don't think they're any better than they were then. In fact, probably not as good a team. But they are coming into good form. The guy Park will be all over the place, and Valencia's come back in. So it'll be interesting to see what he puts together. Rooney coming into good form. Hernandez up front is really looking a bit special. Man United always seem to come into good form. This just when it matters. But Barcelona will be too good for them.
There's an argument for Hernandez as find of the season, surely.
This already been talked about, you know, his movement, the way that he pulls on the shoulder. He's so intelligent. And Rooney, really, the way that he now has, he's found the perfect role. He's more like a continental striker. He, you know, almost like Platini, the way that he sits in front and plays those raking passes. So it looks good for Manchester United. But then, you know, the rivals in the Premiership should be looking at that and wanting to take them as a scalp next season. That's what I'd be doing. It's about bouncing back from the disappointments. You know, I want to see those leaders. I want to see it hurting for those players, because it's from that hurt that you then, you know, out of the ashes, the phoenix has to rise. And I think Arsenal need to do that now. They need to have a good look at themselves, not just the manager, the group of players, and, you know, and demand of one another that they do better in the future.
Do you see it going any differently next season? It's still Man U and Chelsea. You've got City coming up on the rails. They'll have money to chuck at it. Harry Redknapp maybe doesn't want Europa football, but has he got enough there to kind of like keep it all interesting?
Harry will always try and do something and reject. You're not sure whether could he be the England manager by the summer. You know, could that be the exit he's looking for? Could it be that Ancelotti's gone? Chelsea bring a new manager in? Does Mourinho come back to Chelsea? Does he go to Man City, where there's pocketfuls of money? Does he stay out in Real Madrid, where he's got the ultimate challenge to, you know, conquer Barcelona? He doesn't tend to strike me as a person who runs away from a challenge. I think after a long season, it's always nice to get to the summer and dust yourself off, even the fans, and just regenerate that interest. I think Arsenal now have a chance to go on and build something for the future, because Chelsea, I feel, is coming virtually to an end. There's a natural end taking place with the players that are there. A little bit, really, at Manchester United. Will Giggs go on longer than Alex Ferguson? You know, it's quite astounding what he's achieving, Ryan Giggs, but it seems to me that he's a very, very important player. That you'd like to think that maybe all of that is going to come to an end at some point, but I doubt it, with Smalling coming in and this regeneration of players that they seem to do there. So the battle is on, and there's so much money involved now with it looks like Abramovich is a big player again, wants to spend money, so it makes it all interesting and attractive. And now I'm working in the media, it gives us so much to get our teeth into.